In my case, I had a similar problem. It wasn't with my spouse. And I had to brutally delete some people from my life. Now, no one can tell you you need to do that. But it's that choice. Do you want your new life or do you want your old life? Do you want what works or what doesn't work? And you can choose to have what doesn't work. In my case, again, from their perspective, I brutally deleted them. And my life is better for it. A couple of them I had to quit a band I was playing with on the weekends. One of the other performers said that I was selling internet snake oil. And I decided I didn't need that kind of energy in my life. So I no longer play with those guys. Did I physically go up and say, I'm deleting you from my life because your energy is not good for me? Y'all know.
Give him a big hand. Thank you, Pat. Thank you. He had never given that talk before because nobody's ever asked him. I bugged him about it for a long time. So once again, he faced his fears because he didn't know what he was going to say. He didn't know how we would react or what we would ask. But he just demonstrated what he's done in the past in creating all his products and going from a nobody in the internet world to having his own fan base. And he just demonstrated it again here. So give him another hand. I think we should take a few minutes of a break, but please, let's keep it to 5 minutes or so this time. I mean, a real earth level 5 minutes. Go to the bathroom, stretch, get your water, your coffee, whatever, because we're down to the last lap here as we reach the touchdown. A few people asked about masterminds, and Bill Hibbler and I have written a book on how to put together your own mastermind. Do all of you know what a mastermind is? You know, in essence, this is a mastermind right here, this group of people, all supporting each other, going for their goals. And the group that we are in, that Pat's in and Craig's in, that I'm in, Bill Hibbler is in, Narissa is in, meets every Thursday live. And it's a closed group now because we've got a waiting list of people who would like to be in it. But you can put your own masterminds together. Bill Hibbler and I have a book coming out called Meet and Grow Rich, and that'll be out in mid-August. So you might be looking for it at the beginning of August, the end of August. No doubt you will be hearing about it by email from us. And if you're on multiple lists, you'll be hearing about it from Craig and from Pat and from Narissa and from me and everybody else. But that's something that you might want to put together because it's very supportive on a number of levels. It's not just a social aspect, but there's real live energy going on. There's real live brainstorming going on, and it's working on a number of metaphysical levels. Are you leaving? We will be closing at 4, and I know some people have already left. Some people will be leaving. I'll do my best to stop right at 4 o'clock. There's just a couple things I wanted to go over with you. So one was the mastermind. I wanted you to realize the power of it. I wanted to encourage you to put one together yourself. It's not a big deal. It's a matter of putting out the word that I want to host a mastermind. We're going to meet live, so you can do it over the phone, but I like them better meeting them live, because this is so much more powerful in person. That's kinetic energy that's working here and brings it to new levels. So you just put the word out that you want to put together a mastermind group and see who starts showing up. A lot of people won't come all the time. You'll know that they'll fall off the list, but you'll end up with a core group, and that will be your mastermind. But again, we're putting up a blog, and that'll be a type of mastermind, and I think we're putting up a Yahoo group of some sort. And I think, and you're doing something? The mastermind shouldn't have any more than 6 people in it. Some of them have 3, 4, 5, because the time constraint is, even though we don't all believe in time, if you take 20 minutes each to talk and there's more than 6 people, you are there for hours. And so you do have to look at that aspect of it. We did have, our mastermind had 9 people in it at one point, and we were essentially there all day, and that is too much. Too much to be away from work, too much of a drain, nobody gets the respectful amount of time. You understand the whole thing. So I would say 5 people, 6 people, somewhere in there. You may start with 9, but they're not all going to show up. You know, you'll find out who's going to be responsible, who's part of the group, and all of that kind of stuff. But the book will go into that, Meet and Grow Rich, in late August. And then also, I've been pointed out to me that the concept of paying the price for getting whatever you want, doing whatever it takes to get whatever it is that you want, and not settling for less than whatever it is that you want are all good things to remind ourselves of. So if it is something that's really big and you really want it, and something lesser comes along and you're tempted to take it, you really have to ask yourself, am I settling for less by taking it? Because it may be a little test that the divine or you yourself are giving yourself to see if, well, let's see if you'll take the Honda when he says he wants the BMW, you know, and find out what you really do. And so you want to honor your word. You want to honor your intentions, and you especially want to honor the divine. So if you are getting inspiration and it's coming through to go in a particular direction, honor it. Do whatever it takes. One of the things I so admire from Pat is that he just blasts forward. He just takes those initial steps that goes in that direction. If it works out, he takes a few more steps that go in that direction. And it's the same thing with following it towards any of the goals or dreams or intentions or inspiration that's coming your way. So it is an important little mantra, is not to settle. Don't settle. Stay for what it is that you want. Suzanne wants something either this place or something like this place. So if she sees something that's much smaller and not quite as close, she doesn't want to settle for that. She wants to own whatever it is that's coming through, saying, this is what I want. So don't settle. Before I go through this one little process that I want to do with you to wrap up, I want to make sure that, again, you're totally happy. Now, I've got a clue that you're probably pretty happy based on the ecstasy that I've been seeing on everybody's faces. But I want to make sure that, is there anything unsaid, undone, left on the table, something I may have overlooked, I've not addressed? Oh, did you have your hand up? Well, good. You keep your hand up.
Joe, I want to say something, and I don't want you to automatically dismiss what I'm saying. I had read recently that, I don't think it was something you wrote, I think someone else, but I had read that when you're with someone who vibrates at a higher level, that your level comes up to meet that person. And you said, and I know I speak for everyone when I say this, you keep saying, you didn't even need me, I didn't need to be here. That's so not true. Because everyone in this room has been impacted by your vibrational level. And we have all been lifted up by that. So I want to acknowledge you for going out on a limb, doing something you had no plan, well, sort of no plan, mostly no plan, which had to be very uncomfortable for you. But you did it anyway. And this is the result, what's here. And what you see on everybody's faces, you contributed to that. And you should take ownership of that.
Thank you. Wow, thank you. Thank you. I don't even know what to say. You can almost say, let's go home now. After that. is there anything undone, unsaid, unstated, unfulfilled that I might have promised? Oh, Narissa.
You wanted me to mention what I mentioned at lunch earlier today. When Craig was talking and a couple comments about, yeah, but you guys already know how to write and writing is hard or whatever, it takes time to write, be good writers and to do your email list and, you know, all that stuff. And I just wanted to remind everybody that you can also do video and you can also do audio. In fact, I talked to a couple people here about doing video and doing their products as audio. So you can also email those as well. You don't have to write it. You can speak it. And now I forgot what the other thing was.
Be it the writer. You don't have to do writing. The emails, you can send out audio. You can do the video. There are other avenues. And the other comment about the writing aspect is I'm a big disciple of Rudolf Flesch, the Flesch formula. He wrote books like The Art of Readable Writing, The Art of Plain Talk. These are books that came out in the 50s and 60s. Most of his books are still in print. And he really argued very convincingly that the only way to write is to write conversationally. You're not trying to impress anybody. You're not trying to get an A on your paper. You're just trying to say whatever it is that you would say in your words, in your own personality, in your own style. And that may be in sentences that somebody else will think are twisted or run on or too short or any number of ways that they would judge them. But when you come from, as Craig was talking about in his particular talk, you're coming from yourself, your authenticity. You're expressing your personality. And that's what people want to hear from. They want to hear from you, your being. And so don't get hung up on writing and it has to be a particular way. The only way it has to be is the way that you express it. And so I would suggest that you read Rudolf Flesch's books. The Art of Readable Writing is the one in particular. I think there's one where they combined all of his works together in a small paperback, and it may be called something like A Guide to Better Writing or Rudolf Flesch's Guide to Better Writing. Do you know of him? But I'm in the ballpark. You can find it pretty easily with that. I think the last name is F-L-E-S-C-H, Flesch. F-L-E-S-C-H, Rudolf, R-U-D-O-L-F is the first name. Man was a genius. I'm very much a disciple of him when it comes to expressing yourself easily, effortlessly, and expressing just your personality. So the thing that I would like to do finally here is something that I did in a group setting in 1983. I had studied the option process, which is now called the option method, and the option process, option method, is a way to question beliefs. And it was created by Bruce DiMarsico and actually publicized by Barry Neil Kaufman and his wife, Susie. Now, how many of you are familiar with Barry Neil Kaufman, the Option Institute? They're most famous for healing autistic children. And they had their first autistic child when they went through the whole medical community, and the medical people said, there is no cure for autism. You know, we can put them in a home of some sort. This is your throwaway child. Don't worry about them. You have other healthy kids. And they did not accept that. They did not accept that. They practiced unconditional love. And they sat with that child every day, 12 hours a day, working in shifts for something like 7 years. And all they did was mirror what that child did. So if the child sat there and spinned his arms all day, they sat there with him and spinned their arms. After 7 years, there was no sign of autism whatsoever. They've gone on and practiced this, which is basically just love. It's just practicing love and total acceptance, to thousands of autistic children. And I don't know what their cure rate is, but it's way near 100%. And I went and studied with them back in the early 80s because I wanted to know their belief questioning process. And it's a way of questioning the beliefs that surface. Very simple. I write about some of my experience with them in the book that you now all have called Adventures Within, that one with the bizarre orange cover, the psychedelic cover on it. One of the chapters is about my time with the Barry Neil Kaufman and Susie and the Option Institute. And so when a negative belief comes up or something that doesn't quite serve you or you're wondering where it comes from, you're asking some very simple things but from a place of total love and detachment. And you're asking things like, do I believe that? And if you get a no, that you don't believe the belief, you're pretty much done with it. But if you get a yes, like, yes, I do believe that, then you start to question, okay, why do I believe that? And you pretend that you're a detective and what you're doing is exploring your beliefs. Now, that's what I went there to be trained in. After the training, the night before we were to leave, we had what was called the gratitude night. I have never to this day forgotten the gratitude night. We sat there, and for 3 hours, we took turns saying what we were grateful for. Now, you've got to imagine what the energy level was in this room, because when you just focus on nothing but love, acceptance, and gratitude, I've got chills going up and down my spines to revisit this in my own mind. It was off the charts, almost unbearably wonderful. And so what I would like to do here is have everybody tell me one thing you are grateful for. And it could have been from this weekend. I would like it if it came from this weekend, but it doesn't have to be from this weekend. It could be over the past week. Some of you have told me in private some things that have already shifted, and you're grateful for it. But what I would like to hear is just one thing that you're grateful for. And it could be as simple as the food. You know, you're grateful for the food. It could be the place. It could be a person. It could be an insight. It could be the strawberries. It could be anything. Anything. All I want to hear is at least one thing from you that you're grateful for. I will begin. I am totally grateful for all of you being here. I am moved to virtual tears. Maybe not virtual, maybe real here. truly moved. Each and every one of you have touched me. Talk about pulling in or attracting the right place at the right time, at the right moment for me personally. What a ride this has been. To go from, as you all know, not knowing, not even wanting to do a manifestation weekend. It's like, no, take that to somebody else. and doing it and putting out an email that was not so well judged but has been well received and caused you all to come, and then not knowing how this would play out, to see it play out, and the most, I could not have planned this. If I had tried to plan this and orchestrated it and made up a schedule and told Suzanne, we're going to start and stop at these certain times and give you, Craig was on at 1501 whatever time, I would have destroyed the inspiration that was trying to come through. By letting this play out, it has turned into something so majestic, so wonderful that I can barely describe it. But I am grateful for all of you. Thank you for coming.
All right, if I choke up, it's his fault. I am really grateful for exactly what he just left off with, was that he did what he just said and put together something, because the lesson for me from this weekend was that you can be entirely spontaneous, all right, and actually create a better result than if you had stressed out about it and done all that stuff. For me, that was a breakthrough, to really see it and get it. It's right where I'm at right now. So that he hosted this and did what he just said and actually put it all together and took it upon yourself and all the, you know, fitting it in and really bringing the knowledge, which I think is very cutting edge and largely not known about, into this environment for all of us to share, so that now each one of you, each one of us, can take this away and apply it to family, business, you know, whatever area. I mean, you've changed lives. So, again, I want to say thank you, specifically for the understanding that out of spontaneity can come something beautiful without all the things that we think we have to do to get there. It's just there. So, thank you.
I am grateful for all of the people who have given me the most amazing tools to help our three-year-old who's had... He's had a really tough life, even though it's been really little. And on Monday, we find out if he has another surgery or not. And it's been really hard on everybody. But I'm so grateful. So you gave me things that I can do to feel proactive about. That's changed the course of his life to something more, just more wonderful than what we've been through so far. So just thank you, everybody.
First of all, I'm very grateful for being here, and I wanted to come to thank Dr. Joe Vitale, because I've never even heard of him before. The book kind of fell off the bookshelf, and I like the title, so I bought it, and that was, like, I think, 5 months ago. And my life has changed since. I wanted to come to thank you for giving me the gift, and I'm grateful, very grateful for that. And, of course, then for the weekend also. It's the first time that I have voiced a dream of probably close to 2 decades. And I thank you all for being such good friends, and especially for providing me the safe space for me to let my dream live out loud, as opposed to just living in my own head. So thank you for giving it life. Thank you.
Well, please be patient with my English. I'm struggling with it. It has been an amazing experience for me. I was very expecting to meet Joe. He's a very tall man. I admire him before knowing him. He has taught me a lot of things. And I want to tell you that when I arrive here, I feel very strange. It is not my country. It is not my way of being. But I quickly start to feel at home. I really feel in family now. It has been a great experience for me. I want to tell you that I was trying to imagine how each of you were. The only one that I imagine quite like he is Pat. Craig, I imagine you very different. It's a big surprise for me, really, I tell you. A big good surprise. And, well, I don't know how much more to say. It's a wonderful time for me. And I want to tell him that I have my little daughter sick too now. She has a rare illness called ITP. But I'm very confident that she will do it fine. And I ask you to be confident too. You will travel through this very well. Thank you for everything to all.
Anyway, it was so funny because I used to go to events with people, and when I'm in the front of the room and I was speaking to people, they all opted in. So it was real easy to, like he said, to stand in front of a group that opted in. And I had never really gotten out and really got to know people like I did here. And she said, well, you never know that by how you interacted with everybody. And that's because everybody here, it was absolutely an amazing group of people. And how you all opened up and shared. And so I'm really grateful for that opportunity and that connection. And yesterday was the most amazing experience to completely be in the now with nothing in my mind except the present moment for an entire day. Now, that was an amazing experience to walk out of here with. And to really know that when you're really there in the moment, you can really connect with people. And if you think about it, if you were to hold yourself in that space, how many people would actually be drawn to you? Because that's magical. Absolutely magical. Because that's what we were talking about at lunch today with Craig, is that people really, everything's so plastic that when they find something real, it makes a difference in their life. And that's the neat thing about you, Joe. And I don't think, no matter what success you have, I don't think it's going to change you. And we're really, really grateful for that. So thanks for putting yourself out on a limb. And it's funny to me that I would notice you say, and I know that's crazy, and I'm thinking, when is he going to quit saying, I know that's crazy? And the next thing I hear you say is, and Dr. Lynn goes, I know that sounds crazy. So, because none of us in the whole entire weekend thought anything was crazy.
Boy, Two things. One is for you guys being really cool and putting up with me asking a lot of abrasive questions, and I hope that it came out the right way. And I wanted to thank everyone for teaching me so much more than about things that are internal and external. And Joe, you are an extremely accessible man, and Craig, the same, Pat, the same, everybody here has been so accessible and so kind. And, it's really hard to put that into words, but thank you. And the other thing was, for someone like Amy to come out, I didn't know anything about that, to come out and share this time, it's this kind of people that are in this room, it's just amazing. So, thank you, guys.
I feel really grateful for everything that's actually happened in my life probably up till now. I haven't liked a lot of it, but what I really see is when I come into a group like this, that there is this wonderful community that gets created as people just hang in there and talk, and I'm really grateful for, as I said, I feel like I was really meant to come. I put it out there, and then that email came over. And then it worked out, and Suzanne was just a dream with all of her good work and connecting Debbie and I together, and things that weren't supposed to work just worked out really so amazingly. We had some interesting things. I'm very thankful for that, and thankful really for Craig and for Pat as well speaking. Everything was really great. Because for me, what it made it feel like is, gosh, you know, I can do that. I can. I really can do that. And that's really worth it. So thank you very much.
The thing that I'm most grateful for is that there is a Joe Vitale, that he had the wherewithal to answer the call from the divine and be able to allow me to participate with all of the people in the room the warmth, the emotion, the energy, the vibrations, the laughter, the humor, all of the different sides that people have allowed me to see can only help me, because God knows I need help. Pat, Joe, Brian's, I'm grateful for everything that you guys have contributed, not only to the weekend, but I think the group as a whole, and from my selfish point of view, specifically me. Thank you.
I thank you all for the co-creation, because it reminds me that my heart's desires are already a reality. So thank you.
Well, as I think I've told most people here, I'm 11 weeks pregnant, and I'm just really grateful that the baby could be here, too, because I know that everything I'm cleaning is cleaning for him, too, and that's, like, phenomenal. And I'm really grateful for an insight that I got while Pat was talking or not talking or handing off the mic or whatever it was that he did, where there's one thing, there's just one thing that's not working that I can't let go of. And I really didn't think I was attached to it, but what I got was, I cannot picture my life with everything working. I can't picture a life where everything works. So, of course, I'm attached to one thing that I just can't fix, because if I fix that, everything would work. And that was really profound. That was a huge realization for me. So, obviously, I have some work to do in visualizing a life where everything works, and that's a pretty damn bright future. So, I'm really grateful for that.
Well, I'm not going to repeat what we've heard so far, because I'm very grateful for every single one of you here. But I lost my mistrust, and I'm so grateful for that. Did you hear that?
Also, I'm going to avoid the repetition of all the themes, but I mirror all these things that have been said. Most of all, I'm grateful for the safety in this room for us all to explore these topics that are definitely not typically safe outside, out there. And that took a lot of courage. Joe, I thank you deeply for that. And then hearing all the other points of view shared here really just made it an amazing, unfathomable weekend for me. Thank you.
I am very grateful for Nancy and Joe. I was pretty depressed at the end of last year. I am part of the peace movement, I guess, and in San Antonio, I was called anti-American several times. It kind of got to me. But I met Nancy when I was not the most positive person on the planet. And then I found out about Joe, and we went to the Ho'oponopono, which took me 2 days to pronounce correctly, event at the end of February together, because she was the only person I met that was remotely interested in any of this stuff in the town of San Antonio. After the event, which was lovely, great view, great conversation, had a wonderful time. We end up in the bar till 3:30 in the morning, talking, and shortly thereafter dating. And so I'm very grateful, because I was actually thinking about moving to Vegas, believe it or not, because I was very negative about San Antonio. I thought it was full of a whole bunch of rednecks. And I made a big mistake moving there. But now I am actually very happy about being in San Antonio, because I have Nancy, I have the Riverwalk, I am very close to Joe Vitale's home base, and he throws lots of things going on in Austin, which is just a very short drive to lovely Austin. So I'm very grateful to both of you, It's really turned my life around, and I have lots of interesting prosperity consciousness things that I'm manifesting. Thank you very much.
I'm not going to just say one thing, sorry. I want to thank Joe for many, many things, but most of all for opening yourself here in a way that apparently you have never done before. And not only for doing that, because that's what I saw in you from the beginning, and I knew what you were going to do this weekend, but that your courage doing that is changing everyone here and everyone in the world. And the same thing for everyone here, opening up and being the powerful, beautiful beings that you are. And I think that what we've done here didn't just affect us, it's affected everything in the world. I'm very grateful for the amazing presence of the divine in my life and here. And one of my many realizations this weekend is that I'm never, ever going to settle for less. And I had just written that down when you said that, like 2 minutes before in my journal. And most of all, I'm very, very grateful for Chris, because I've never, ever had anyone support me and believe in me and have the kind of things in common that we have.
Okay. I started to tear up somewhere mid over there. So, this weekend has come at a time in my life where it's kind of at the tail end of a pretty serious crisis in my life. I've been in business in this particular business for 15 years. I worked real hard, and I got that $1 million contract. It was a two-year contract, and in the second year of the contract, there were just a couple of people at the big oil company that decided, well, you know, it's not so important to honor that contract. And of course, this is after I committed to a number of things. And so the two of them, I guess double-handedly, just about brought my business down. And it went from 8 employees to me, and moved into my house, and went through a very severe midlife crisis. And so it's just been about the past couple of years just getting my emotional health back together, getting my physical health back together. I wrote an e-book during the process when I wasn't sleeping, and in the past 6 months have been healing a physical condition that came up from very severe stress. And so I'm at the point right now where it was, when I saw this email, it was like, gosh, should I spend the money? And there was really no question as to what the answer was, and I immediately did. And it was scary to do it. I just knew that I had to be here. And so I'm at a point in my life where it's just pretty much time to turn things around, like now. And I have every faith and confidence that I will. This is a very personal thing to talk about. But I look forward to writing the book about everything that happened, because I know sometimes I'm not truthful. I know that my life has been about healing from my childhood, and that's why my adult life has been the way it has been. That I've worked real hard for almost 17 years just clearing and getting out all that stuff that created everything in my life. And so I know that my purpose is to write this book about my experience, how I healed, how I got to where I am now, and where I'm going. And I really appreciate all of you letting me say this. Obviously, I must feel comfortable crying in front of you, and that's not usually what I do. So thank you to everybody. Thank you to Joe spoke at a breakfast club of mine, like the late 80s or early 90s in Houston, and I was in that club for 12 years, and it's the most bizarre thing, but he's the only person who I ever remembered in all those 12 years. I don't understand it, but 2 years ago, I decided I wanted to write an ebook. I went into Starbucks, 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 and saw somebody that I knew, and I told him what I wanted to do, and he said, you need to go to Dr. Vitale's website, which I did. And so since I got on Joe's email list, I've gotten on everybody else's email list and have read and bought products and continuously have worked on myself. And I just want to say thank you to all of you who are here today. And I look forward to connecting.
I'm really, really grateful to you, Joe. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. This is the first time I've cried in front of a group too, and I'm 57. Seldom have I been around anybody whose energy is like yours. You talk about clearing. I reckon you've done a lot, mate. You're really amazing. And that is, it's amazing that your ego is where it is, having done all that, and with all these accolades, I think you're amazing. And it's just been great to be around you. And I love the rest of you. You're wonderful people. And I feel fantastic with you all. It's just been great. I love Americans, but you're a particularly great lot.
Well, I don't really feel like crying, so can I just send y'all an email? See if I can get through this. I'm just incredibly grateful for the nonstop insights that I've had all weekend long and the new friendships that I've been developing all weekend and reconnecting with the old and actually having downtime and girl time, which is rare for me these days. And I'm grateful for the beautiful surroundings and that this all worked out because Joe and I were like, well, where are we going to have this thing? And we didn't know, but we didn't worry. We didn't stress. We just, like Pat, you know, we took it one step at a time and we kept running into one closed door after the other. And there's so much to be said to just let go. And so here we are. We let go, and we're in a gorgeous setting. And I'm grateful that everybody had a room to stay in, and everybody got here safely. And there's just so much to be grateful for. I thank everybody for coming to this event. Thank you.
Well, I get to say thank you to Joe a lot. I'll say it again. Thank you. The one thing I am most grateful for, the specific thing, is the meditation technique. I've been looking for a new one. That one works really well. I like the fact that you can anchor it and then put yourself back in the state. So, it's a cool thing. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff, first, for letting me sit in here. I really do appreciate that. And thank all of you. It's just been remarkable for me to look in your eyes and for you to let me see who you are. That's made me bigger, and I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
This is just a P.S. Nancy, I wanted to thank you for the gorgeous flowers and for thinking of Joe and Narissa and I and just being so incredibly thoughtful. It speaks volumes about the kind of person you are, and thank you. I love my flowers. They're gorgeous, and they made, you know, my husband realize that he needs to do that more often.
I am very grateful for meeting everyone here and actually being able to spend time with everyone here. I think that was absolutely amazing.
This concludes Beyond Manifestation by Dr. Joe Vitale.